Feminine and masculine energies create this universe. Without their aspect and mutual attraction, they wouldn't be any type of manifestation. Ready to talk about feminine and masculine energies in a business? Let's go! Welcome back to my channel. My name is Anya Haas and I am a board certified executive coach. The seventh law of gender, the law of the universe, says about the feminine and masculine elements. This law is similar to the law of the polarity and talks about the attractions of the opposites. Everything in the world is masculine and feminine. You can look at this as a yin and yang symbol. Both energies play and dance with each other, yet not one could ever become the other. So they respect each other, they play with each other, they constantly keep being attracted to each other, but yet they never ever can merge totally and fully. They represent two different elements. And they both make the whole being. Everything has both sides. For example, a brain has left side, which is analytical and masculine. And also it has a right side, which is feminine and creative. And both of them create one brain. So they create a wholeness. Ego is masculine, action-oriented. And soul is feminine, is observing, calm, content, and both of them create us as a whole. You can't take one and just throw it in the garbage, because we need both of them totally connected and playing with each other in order to create the wholeness. So we need to be able to accept that those both energies are everywhere. They are part of you, they are part of me, they are part of the whole universe. These two energies that are ever present. How both of these energies impact your business, your organization? First, by understanding the energies, you'll be able to consciously choose the approach you want to take in each situation in your life and business. You can also create strategies based on the energies you want to use in them, and that would be the most beneficial in the situation you're in. You would use it differently in a conflict situation, you would use it differently in a hiring process, and you would use it differently in a negotiation situations. You can also implement the feminine and masculine through your vision to every system in your organization. You can bring it into uplifting your customer service satisfaction. You can use it in the finances. You can use it in the marketing. All of it depends on the type of the business you're in. So let's talk about these energies. Let's explain them a little bit more in detail. And let's start with the masculine energy. Masculine energy, when you look at the yin-yang symbol, is the yang symbol. It's energy that is very outgoing, very strong, active, dominant. It's challenging. It likes to challenge itself. It likes to be logical and has tendency to forget quickly, and sometimes can be pushy, driven, ambitious. It's determined, organized, likes to be in action, likes to be in this heat, in this just action. And then it likes to lead, it likes to compete, and it likes to finish the projects that were already started. Also, it likes to be recognized after the project is done, it likes to fully celebrate and be recognized, almost like, get me a trophy, I'm going to be super excited right here, right now that I accomplished this. So with that being said, this energy, masculine energy, likes to bring clarity. It is very mind-oriented, it's ego-oriented, it's analytical, it likes to resolve problems, it's focus-driven, and it likes to focus on one goal at a time. As I said before, it likes to finish the project, so it focuses on one goal and takes it through the action from all possible steps from point A to point Z. And of course, then likes to be recognized and celebrated. So the masculine energy is the sun. It's almost like when you imagine how the sun is. It's warm. It's warm. It has the rays that want to just penetrate you and just make you feel touched by it. When you think about the sun, it's relentless, right? The sun is just there, and no matter how you're going to hide, you can hide. The sun is there when there is a sunny day. And so it is kind of relentless energy. And the masculine energy pulls the energy from the universe. It's almost like when you reach high to the sky, to the father sky, that's where this energy comes from. And it's a father's energy. So the father is in the sky, that's the energy of the sun, that's the energy of the masculine coming and coming in into like almost like rays, the masculine energy. On the opposite side, the feminine energy is the opposite, right? So the feminine energy is turned inwards. It's energy that is reflective, soft, gentle, creative, very intuitive. It's embracing the situations, it's embracing others, it's open, it's heart-centered, it's body-oriented, it's soul-oriented, it's radiant, it's emotional-driven. Feminine is like water, it cools down. Water, moon, that's just the energies of the feminine. Feminine energy is nurturing. It can be multitasking. So that's just the opposite to the masculine energy. So it's multitasking. It's diffused energy. Can multiply things in the nature. Can give a birth to things in the nature. It's needing support. It's needing reassurance. It's very collaborating energy. It's fragile, sensitive, vulnerable. It's very accepting, caring, generous. Feminine energy is humble energy. And it's not easy for the feminine energy to make decisions. So the opposite to the masculine energy. So masculine energy was like sun. It was up high, like a father sky energy. The feminine energy is the opposite, is the moon energy, is the water energy, is the earthy energy. It pulls the energy from the earth. It's the opposite. It brings the energy from the ground up. And so we both need those two energies to play with each other to create, and they naturally do that, and they play with each other, and through this playing they create a manifestation. Having clarity about both of these energies can give a great tool to use in many business situations. In today's episode, let's talk about implementing those two energies into the vision, and through this vision into the mission of the organization in all areas of your business. So let's say you are in a hospitality business, spa, wellness, mental health, health. Your vision is to help your customers to relax and replenish their energy, find inner balance, make them feel good, make them feel relaxed, let go. And when you're choosing your colors for your vision, for implementing the colors into your organization, would you use calm, relaxing, passive colors, which is feminine, or would you use bold, strong, active colors, which is masculine? When I go to the spas and wellness centers, go to places that I feel moved from the inside is where I feel this tranquil kind of a feeling inside of myself when I enter to the space and the colors and the furniture and all of the accessories are all aligned with the mission of the organization. In a space like this, I want to sit and I just want to relax. And if you don't have this feeling when you enter your organization, you might look at the way you chose your colors and the vision that you hold inside of yourself, knowing the why you do certain things. Because as in a previous podcast we spoke before, the reason why you do those things, it's not about you, it's about your client. And so when you want to project certain things, it's not because they feel good to you, but how would you want your customers to feel? So then when I go into places that feel aligned, I feel nurtured, I feel embraced, I feel that I want to open, and I feel like it's a feminine energy that allows me for that. And then you take it further into all of the employees, all of the therapists, assistants, and you use various things, for example, in a clothing, in a non-verbal and verbal communication, you show gentleness, you show integrity, you show that your therapist, your assistants, your crew is there for specific reason to make the stay, the journey for the client, for the customer, to be very specific. And by understanding the psychology of your client, you'll be able to utilize that. So in a hospitality business, it's more about creating a trust and relaxation. You want to be able to create a space that when your customer enters, they want to relax and let go. And with that being said, they need to be able to feel safe enough to trust. Because without the trust, the mind is constantly going. And when there is this level of the safety that is being created, then the mind can let go and the soul is just like opening up. So if you bring too much of the masculine energy, which is mind energy, it will be hard to relax, hard to surrender. But as I said before, the masculine and feminine energies, they always find their own balance. So when you take and you want to represent visually, verbally and non-verbally your organization to your clients in a specific way and let it be more of the feminine, the behind the scenes, what's going on behind the scenes in the organization, clarity presented to the customers, the steps and the journey, everything that is behind the scenes is going to be implemented by the masculine energy. Remember that feminine energy is like moon, cool, relaxing. It's dispersed. It needs to be balanced, and it will always be balanced with the logic, clarity, organization of the masculine energy. So let me know What kind of energies you recognize in specific aspects of your business, and what energy prevails in your organization? I'm very curious about that. Next time, let's talk about these elements and how to use them in conflict resolution, finding balance, and releasing stress. All right. Now I'm going to let you go, and please go and do great. Till next time, I'm sending you lots of hugs. Thank you so much for being here with me and listening to my podcasts. I am wishing you to have a wonderful day. Bye.